Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain. Unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free, starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today.
Hey there. I'm Sister Catherine Herms, author of Surviving Depression, A Catholic Approach, and Reclaim Regret, How God Heals Life's Disappointments. You see your failure, God sees your future. As well as the Just a Minute Meditations for Inner Peace and Deeper Trust. And it's great to be able to spend these next few moments together with you. I believe that we need more than information to heal our souls. And so, as we always do, we begin. I invite you to realize that you are, right now, sustained by the unconditional love of God. In fact, you are made in love's image. You are a mirror of eternal love. And you visibly manifest this love through your own tenderness and merciful love of others. It is a love that lasts without end. You are stamped in the deepest part of your existence with this divine love, and nothing can wipe away the divine coating of love that marks your humanity. Let's begin with a deep breath. Separate yourself from reactions, from shame, from worry, from fear, from blame. Sink deeper into yourself, into the very center of your being, that place within you that knows without a doubt that you were made by love and for love. In this place, you can imagine a candle burning or a fire. You can bring to mind a favorite image of God or of Jesus that we find in the Gospels. In that deep place, settle into a deep stillness and open your heart. Our world, life, sorrow, swirling turbulence that feels out of control, our control, maybe even God's control, we wonder. Mostly we fear. The uncertainty of not knowing gnaws at our hearts as we go through our daily business, wishing it would go away. These days, news headlines, social media posts, talk radio, Flipboard articles can easily decenter me. They seem to scream in my face, "Look at me! Bet you don't have an answer to this. Just give up and jump in the downward spiral of darkness that is lulling so many to sleep. What can one person do anyway?" Sometimes I wonder if that is part of the evil one's plotting, to destabilize our souls, so inundated by this web of ongoing social conversation and commenting about everything. I use the words decenter and destabilize intentionally. The horrific and disconcerting issues in both church and country cry out to be engaged with truth, justice, and contemplative peace. It can feel like we are doing something important and useful by writing a comment, expressing our anger, contradicting others, and in any other manner of spouting off that makes us feel good about saying our piece and putting people in their place. This behavior, however, when it arises from a reaction to forces within us, forces that we can't even name, pulls us out of our true connected to the kingdom self, our interior castle, our garden sealed, the home where our master abides, the sacred temple of the Trinity we have become, our heart space. We may be out there stating what is true, but how are we saying it? With what intention? With words that heal or words that divide? For what goal? Ultimately, we can always stop and ask ourselves, is God asking me to say this, in these words, in this place, at this time? It is in our heart space that we receive after deep contemplative listening, that we unfold within the wisdom from God who makes diamonds of our dust. We have been created to hear the voice of God and His word. In a loud and noisy room, we all know we hear little. And if we are doing the talking in that loud and noisy room, we are so full of ourselves, we receive nothing. Instead of unfolding, we clamp down in a hardened, empty shell of self-importance. And we are fools. So how do we return to our heart space so that we can live in the turbulence of our age with a heart tuned to the deepest place within us, where wisdom is born, where God makes Himself visible through us, and where we welcome both our own true voice and God's word? Here are three simple practices I have deepened in these past weeks. One of them might help you. First, I try to feel into the hardness of my sure and safe way of living and become more spiritually sensitive to the woman within who is vulnerable and who trusts God's leading. I give her the chance to speak to me. I might write at the top of a large white piece of paper, "I need to tell you this, ... And then I listen until the deepest part of me has the trust and the courage to unfold her truth before me. Second, sitting quietly, I imagine my heart full of light. Perhaps I imagine a candle burning within me, or I imagine the face of Christ there. I pray this simple prayer, "May all within me honor you." And third, I'm learning to move only as quickly as the deepest part of me can move. Only then will I move with charity and truth. Only then can I trust that God can work through me if He so desires in this or that situation. It is a paradox that today we need people who are gentle listeners, speakers of silence, truth tellers immersed in contemplative justice. That is your call, and it is mine. So let's stop here and be still. Let the words you have heard take root like seeds in the soil of your soul. What do you notice stirring? What emotions or reactions or resistance? Are you being called in some way? Can you touch that place where Jesus is giving you wisdom, His words, where He is taking your heart and connecting it to the desires, the love of His heart for His people? What do you want to say to Jesus? What do you want Him to do for you? If there is one thing on which we can all agree, it is that the world needs this soul healing. When we're loved, we thrive. It's that simple. The truth is that you can walk free of the wounds that are binding your heart and suffocating your relationships. But healing and holiness is a process. It's a journey, and you are already on it. But if you are like me, you might need some simple helps along the way. I hope you join me on my private Facebook group for a weekly video conference. Just look up my name, Sister Catherine Hermes. If you become a Patreon member, you will get immediate access to over 60 video and audio programs to help you grow in holiness, as well as exclusive content and monthly journaling pages geared to help you on your spiritual journey. I hope to see you around. Bye now, and may you walk amid the blessings of God this day.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.